Some couples are betting on I do. The average American wedding costs more than $25,000. Lavish spending sustains a multi-billion dollar industry. Some couples are surprising their guests by incorporating philanthropy into their nuptials. Shai Levitt reports.
On a rainy Friday morning in Oakland, California, newlyweds Paige and Greg Fleury just finished giving their son, Sean Joaquin, his breakfast. Paige and Sean are sitting on the kitchen floor. She's reading him a quick book before she leaves for work.
O is for?
Orangutan.
That's right, orangutan. Very good.
When Paige and Greg began planning their wedding, they figured registering for gifts online would be a part of the deal. But then something started to not feel right to them.
Start looking at those things and hide thread count sheets. Okay, we already have sheets, but we want higher thread count sheets. And we've got cupboards full of glassware, but we need more. But then I guess one day it was just kind of a revelation. We looked at each other and said, why are we getting gifts? This is ridiculous.
So they chose a different route and joined thousands of other couples in deciding to direct gift money to a charity. Most of the guests liked the idea.
Everybody had a very positive response to it, and some people who had recently gotten married said, oh, great, thanks for making us look bad.
Greg and Paige are in their 40s, and they already lived together before getting married. Typical, says Kara Corridan, of the kinds of couples more likely to go for the latest nuptial trend. Corridan is the executive editor of Modern Bride magazine.
They have the traditional things that you might register for. So they may not use their wedding as an opportunity to get all the stuff that you would normally ask for because they already have it.
But the trend is also happening among young couples, and Corridan says the number of philanthropic weddings across the country has been on the rise for the last 5 years.
It really became popular in 2001, and, you know, the aftermath of September 11th certainly had an effect on that, making people really evaluate what was important to them.
Bethany Robertson is the executive director of the I Do Foundation, an organization that helps couples plan charitable giving as part of their weddings. She says about 10% of couples getting married between May 2005 and May 2006 will incorporate some sort of philanthropy.
It may be a few dollars per couple, but when you have 2 million couples getting married a year, that's a significant impact.
The bulk of the I Do Foundation's couples participate through programs where they register for normal wedding gifts, and the stores agree to donate a small percentage of the money spent to the charity of the couple's choice. These charitable gift registries usually net about $30 per wedding, compared with the closer to $500 raised by couples who ask guests for donations instead of gifts. Back at the Fleury household, Paige and Greg are playing with the giggling Sean Joaquin.
You're upside down. You're right side up.
Like many other couples planning philanthropic weddings, Paige and Greg picked a charity with personal importance to their lives. They adopted Sean Joaquin from Guatemala 2 years ago and now are preparing to adopt another Guatemalan child. They selected a charity that supports children and families in the country where their own children were born.
I don't know what prompted it, but maybe it was, you know, after playing with Sean Joaquin and kind of looking around our house and saying, wait a minute, there's something that's much more important than, you know, getting wedding gifts.
The I Do Foundation is looking next to the idea of charitable baby shower registries, and the Fleurys say they're definitely interested. For NPR News, I'm Shia Levitt in San Francisco.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.